Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. We have a very special topic for today, and we're going to be talking about Emmanuel, God with us. And in this adventure of Christmas, I'm not going to lie, this is one of my favorite things that I want our students to understand is that God is with us, and that's why he sent Jesus in the first place. But before we get into all of that, I have a special guest that I want to introduce. Special guest, what is your first name?
Evan.
And Evan, what grade are you in?
Preschool.
That's right. Do you like preschool?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about preschool?
Playing.
Yep. That is exactly what your favorite thing about preschool should be. All right. So, Evan, tell me, what are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Opening presents and making gingerbread houses.
What do you like to use on your gingerbread house?
Candy and...
Like frosting?
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy though? Like you're like, ooh, I hope my gingerbread house is covered in this candy.
Like, I don't know.
You're totally just flexible? Yeah, good. We like a flexible kid, that's for sure. I want to see a picture of your gingerbread house once it's completed. So Evan, we're talking a lot about adventure this Christmas season as we're going through Advent and we're looking at the adventure of Christmas. Can you tell me what is a favorite adventure that you have been on?
Going on the train to Chicago.
Going on the train to Chicago? Oh my goodness, that is an adventure, isn't it? I hope that most of our friends have gotten to have that adventure. If not, I highly recommend it also. But what was your favorite thing about going on the train to Chicago?
Seeing beautiful stuff.
Oh, and what was your least favorite thing, though, about going on an adventure or any adventure in general?
I don't know.
You don't know? Just pretty happy? Yep, just looking at the beautiful things. Yeah, good. I like a person with a positive attitude. So you and I could go on some adventures together because it sounds like you just have a really bright outlook. So today we're talking about God with us, right? Did God stay far away at Christmas or did he come close to us?
Come close to us.
That's exactly right. And so Jesus is God himself, and he came to live with ordinary people just like me and just like Mr. Evan that I have here. Right? Isn't that crazy? That God was like, you know what? I'm going to send you Jesus.
Yeah, but right now he's with us.
Right. How is he with us? How do you see him with us right now?
I don't know.
You don't know? Here's one way I see him with us. All the time when I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed, or maybe I'm feeling nervous, or maybe I'm feeling actually like frustrated by something, or maybe I'm feeling actually really happy by something. Sometimes there's ways that I just don't even know what to do with my emotions, and they can try to take control of me, and they can try to like be like making me really frustrated, right? Or really sad. And what I've learned is that when I can see that Jesus is with me, I'm like, okay, Jesus, you're with me right now. Can you help me right now? Can you meet me in this moment in my frustration or my sadness or even my happiness? And can you give me what I need in order to deal with this emotion in a way that is really pleasing to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And so can I ask you a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
Pick someone in your family. In what ways are they different to you? And in what ways are they the same to you? Let's go different first. Who are we going to pick?
Daddy.
Okay. And so in what ways is Daddy different to you?
He has green eyes and I have blue eyes.
Okay. So you guys have different color eyes. What else? Any other ways he's different? Or is that pretty much the only way?
He's taller and I'm smaller.
Yep. He's taller and you're smaller, right? Do you think he's better at anything than you? Or are you better at anything than him?
He's better at wrestling with me.
He's better at wrestling? Do you think someday when you grow up that you're going to be better than he is at wrestling? Yeah. Evan is shaking his head adamantly. Yes. Are you looking forward to that day? Yep. We have a good head shake again. Okay, but in what ways are you and Daddy the same?
Mommy and Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And your brother too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You love your brother. Your dad loves your brother. So much love going around in your home, right? And so today we see that Jesus looked ordinary, but he was different than every other person. All right, so Evan, where are we in the Bible?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
That is a hard question, but your passage is going to be in Matthew chapter 1. And so we're in the Gospels, and we are seeing that Joseph has had a life-changing dream. And next, Matthew is going to explain that a long time ago, a prophet had promised, and he had explained all of this that was about to happen. And so we want to be looking out for what Joseph decides to do next. Okay, you ready? Here's what Matthew 1, verses 23 to 25 says. All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. The name means God
with us.
And when Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph married Mary, and he did not have intimate relations with her until she gave birth to the son, and Joseph named the son
Jesus.
Yep, and Joseph named the son Jesus. And so after Joseph woke up, what did he decide to do next?
Marry Mary.
That's exactly. Isn't that kind of a funny sentence? You're like, I'm going to marry Mary. And God had promised long ago that a woman would have a baby and they would call his name?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. And do you remember what Emmanuel means?
God with us.
That's exactly right. And so we see that God has promised that he is going to send a savior. He's going to send Jesus. He's going to send God with us. And he is going to save us through this baby. I love the fact that God did not just sit up in heaven and leave us alone. I love the fact that he actually came and sent his son down to earth so that we could have a relationship with him, so that we would not be left alone, so we didn't have to figure out how to do things on our own. Evan, what's your favorite thing about having Jesus in your life?
For him to be talk to us.
So you could he could talk with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing too. He's just with us. He's doing everything with us. We don't have to figure it out on our own. We don't even have to feel like we don't have what we need or feel overwhelmed because he's with us and he is ready to give us what we need for each of the moments, even if sometimes it's just more of himself being with us. And so, Evan, will you close us in prayer for today? You want to give it a shot or you want me to close this in prayer?
Oh, you too.
Okay. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that you love us. And I thank you that today, as we look at our stories and whatever it is that we encounter, we see that you are with us the whole entire time. God, I pray that we would be able to just worship you because of that and that we would never feel that we're alone. We would never feel like Joseph wanted to and just trying to figure out his own story and make the fixes happen, Lord, but he would follow you and we would follow you towards whatever it is that you are calling us to do. And so, Lord, I pray that you give us insight. I pray that you give us great wisdom in how it is that we are to follow you today. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, Mr. Evan, would you like to close by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.